Hey everyone, this is Jeremy, and I want to welcome you guys to Edgecast Mini. This is our brand new daily devotional podcast that we're kicking off here at the Edge. So hopefully you're following along with us in the Bible reading plan, and you should be reading through Matthew chapter 1 to 3 today. So we're just going to share with you a simple thought out of some of these scriptures. Whatever you're doing and wherever you're going today, hopefully it helps you through the day and just begins to give you a little bit of focus and let you know something that God might be speaking to your heart as we're walking through the New Testament together before the end of the year. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, and it's the story of the birth of Jesus and when these wise men come to visit him. And it says this statement in the verse: "When they'd come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they'd opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." And I was just looking over this verse and thinking about this story. Of course, the first few chapters of Matthew, you may have realized, can be a little bit dry. They deal with a lot of genealogies and kind of the build-up to the story of Jesus. And we kind of like to skip through that and get to the action of Jesus doing miracles and raising the dead. But if we're not careful, we miss some important things. And I was really caught by this verse, by these wise men that came. They came from so far away. They had studied books of prophecy and the Hebrew scriptures, and they knew that Jesus had come, that the Messiah had come, this chosen one that the Jews were waiting for all those years. And so they prepared themselves way in advance and traveled, you know, halfway across the world to come and find him. And when they found him, it's interesting that they came and they bowed down before him. They began to worship him, and they recognized who he really was. And the story begins to kind of unfold. And I was caught by this, that when they came before him, they opened their treasures and they gave gifts to Jesus. They brought these gifts to him. And, you know, these wise men, as far as we know, the scripture seems to indicate they were from the East and they weren't Jews. They weren't necessarily even believers in the, you know, Hebrew religion and everything else. But they knew who Jesus was. They recognized that he was the king. And so they brought something that they felt was worthy of him, these very expensive offerings, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, these really expensive things to present to the King of Kings. And I think it's a real challenge for us, you know, that even through our day, that we continually recognize who God is in our lives and what he's really worthy of. And the thought that struck my heart is, you know, what am I bringing to Jesus today? What am I coming before him in? As you pray, even as you walk through your Bible, you know, you're in the presence of God, and you and I have a challenge to bring something of our lives to God. I know that, you know, when Caleb is away from me for a little while, he and Carissa have been away visiting her parents in the States for a couple weeks, and he'll ask me, you know, when he sees me online and on the webcam, and he'll begin to ask, what did you get me? Do you have a present for me? Do you have a surprise? And I think there's something in us that loves to receive gifts, but so much more when we come to God, he's worthy of our lives. And so today, what are you giving to God? You know, you may need to take a moment and just worship him and just thank him for who he is and what he's done for you. You might need to just really make an effort, and maybe even this Bible reading plan is something that you're giving to God as a sacrifice from your life. But there's so many different ways that we can serve God and choose to maybe step out and bless someone, not because we have to, but because we say, God, I want to do it for you. I want to give this to you. I want to give part of my life to you. Maybe you give him some time in prayer today, or maybe you just begin to sing a worship song wherever you're at. But whatever you're doing, I want to challenge you today that you think about the fact that you're walking in the presence of the King of Kings, and we really consciously stir up our lives to give him an offering that he's worthy of today. So whatever you're doing and wherever you are, be blessed today. And I want you to think about that you bring your life as a gift to Jesus today.